when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams, gonna make them.
Yeah, we got big dreams here at the Genius Lab. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the Genius Lab podcast, where we help you realize your greatness. And today we're going to talk about making adjustments to your story. So a lot of us, every one of us has a defining story, the story of our life. And as we move through, by looking at your story and looking at where your life is, you can kind of get an idea of who you have been or who you are being, okay? Because your energy reflects out. Energy attracts like energy, right? So if you look at your life, and I know a lot of you right now are going, oh shit, this sucks. But it might. And so just own it. Because looking at your life is like looking in the mirror. That's who you currently are. The beautiful thing is, pardon me, the beautiful thing is, oh, I got to get some water. Hang on. Oh, much better. The beautiful thing is you can change it. You can change your story. You can change who you are. You can change what's around you. And March is a perfect month to do it because it is the nature year, nature being the element of magic and transformation. And it's in a mineral year, which is the year to change your story. Realize your greatness, connect to your life's purpose, and create the story that you desire to live. Okay? So what I want to talk to you about is letting nature help you make adjustments to your story. Okay? It's what it's all about, magic and transformation. Part of making adjustment is letting go of what you already have. And that can be really scary and it can be really daunting. But if you want to create something new, you can't, let's say you want a bigger house. You can't build it on the foundation of the little house. It won't sustain it. It won't hold it. It won't, it's not a big enough platform. So you have to expand your platform. And that means you got to make the foundation bigger. So like, what do you need to add to your life to allow it to be able to sustain or contain a higher level of energy, a greater level of abundance? I was talking to my friend Sabonfu years ago, may she rest in peace. And she was saying, you know, I said something about, God, it'd just be so nice to just win the lottery and then I wouldn't have to worry about all this work. And she said, you have to be careful about that. She said, and I'm like, what do you mean? And she said, well, money is energy. And if you don't create the container to hold the energy, it will blow you up. And what's interesting, if you look at statistics, something like 97% of the people who win the lottery, regardless of the amount, are either in the same or worse condition than they were before they won the lottery within a period of 5 years. And it's like, wow. It seems unimaginable, but it makes a lot of sense. If you don't have a container that can handle that kind of energy, then it will blow you up. If you take a little tiny wire and try and fuel your oven, which is like a 50 amp circuit, it's going to blow the wire, start a fire, and burn your house down. So it makes sense in life that if we want to increase our energy, if we want to increase our abundance, if we want to increase our prosperity on any level, we need to create the container that will hold the amount that we want to create. So look at where you're at. There's your container. Now, don't bother getting pissed off or disappointed or frustrated with yourself or whatever. Hey, shit happens, right? We are trained to do certain things. We make mistakes. We get distracted. There's a million reasons and it doesn't matter. Today, you can start something new. Today, you can let go of your current story, or at least the aspects of your current story that are not serving you, okay? Like, I have some areas that I'm really happy with, and I have other areas that I'm not that happy with. So my container in certain areas is very, very strong. And then there are other areas where my container is not so strong and needs to be reinforced so that I can go to the next level, so that I can handle the next level of energy, so that I can be of more use to the world. So first thing is, you know, let go of what's not working, because that makes room for what might. And then you want to get really clear about what you want to create. And once you get, you know, I want to create, I hear it all the time, you know, I want to be a millionaire. Okay, well, why? Okay, so this is the other thing. If your why is strong enough and it is in alignment with your core values and core beliefs, you will find creation to be very, very easy. And if you go through these steps, you're going to find it to be much easier. So the first thing is, what do you want to create? Second thing is, why do you want to create it? Okay. Third thing is, how will it make me feel? Because most of the time, we don't really want a thing. We want the feeling that that thing will give us. Okay. So there's an interesting little head spinner right there. And then the third one, it's called an environmental check. How will it affect the people around me? The people that I love, the people that I'm friends with, how will it affect them? And then you could even go a step further and go, who do I need to become, okay, to create this story? And who do I need to stop being to let it unfold, to let it manifest? Because who you are currently is what has manifested the story of your life up to this point. If you want to change your story, you got to change that person. So who do you need to stop being? You know, think about your self-talk. How do you talk to yourself? Do you berate yourself? Somebody gives you an opportunity. Oh, that's too good to be true. Oh, I could never do that. Oh, I don't have the skills. That whatever your excuse is, right? Okay, what if you said, wow, that could get me where I want to go. Who do I need to be to embrace that? And maybe you need to be more confident. Maybe you need to quit criticizing yourself. The first place to start is your self-talk. And if the first thing you do is find a reason why not, then you will always be a why not. You will always be a not guy instead of a why not. And now, why not is why not? How about if you try this new way of making money? Well, why not? Let's give it a shot. Maybe there's maybe you want to lose weight and there's a new supplement or a new exercise program. You know, well, why not? Let's give it a shot. And when you become inclusive, all of a sudden, these opportunities will start showing themselves, and we're using the magic, i.e. letting go of the old rigid structure and embracing the transformation, that being going from where you are to where you want to be, the magic and transformation of nature in a mineral year, okay, which is what we're in, to change our story, okay? Einstein said something to the effect, I've heard a bunch of different renditions of this, but basically you can't solve a problem with the same thinking it was created with. I've also heard you can't solve a situation with the same energy that was used to create it. Either way, you can't solve a problem with the same thinking it was created with. So that means you've got to be somebody different. You've got to think differently. You've got to have a different attitude. You've got to have, the first thing I always go for when I'm working with my coaching clients, what's your self-talk? What do you talk? How do you talk to yourself? Are you kind to yourself? Are you loving to yourself? That's the first place to start, because that starts everything. And then maybe you need to modify some behaviors. Maybe there's some behaviors in your life that you need to, like watching 10 hours of TV a day, or not working out or eating shit food. So, you know, what behaviors need to change? What's my self-talk? And then, of course, when you analyze your self-talk, you go, "Jesus, I gotta start talking to myself differently." And then, how differently? Write it down. What are the things you want to say to yourself that reinforce the behaviors and the energy and welcoming of what it is you want to create? Okay. Then modify your behaviors. Okay, I'm gonna. I did a thing where I used to. I watch mindless TV sometimes just to like. Clear my head and I enjoy it. But when I get caught in the movie and I'm spending 3 hours a night watching TV, it didn't serve me. So I have I've created a new behavior where a half hour before I go to bed, I go in and I turn on some meditation music and I chill. And, so self-talk behaviors, And then who, if I were the person that was creating these things that I desire to create, how would I act? How would I talk to myself? Who would I surround myself with? And then start doing it. Okay. The thing is, and I've seen this so many times in life, being in the, you know, personal development field for the last 30 years. I can't tell you how many people, and bless his heart, I love Tony Robbins. He's a magnificent speaker and a very motivating guy. But what I've mostly seen is people that go to the seminar that I've had many friends that have attended the seminars and, "Oh man, it changed my life. Everything's different." And then 3 months later, they're exactly where they were before they went to the seminar, and their lives actually were not changed. They just got a hit of dopamine from Tony Robbins and nothing changed. If you want to change your life, you're going to need to change your behaviors. You're going to need to change the way you talk to yourself. You need to figure out, and this is just a matter of stepping into their shoes. Who is the person that I want to be? What do they do? How much do they sleep? When do they get up in the morning? When do they go to bed at night? You know, I've created a habit where I go to bed between 9 and 10, and I'm up at between 5 and 5:30, and it really works for me. 5:30 works better, I will say. Sometimes I wake up early, and I'll just get up rather than lay there and let my head spin. But that has been a great habit for me, because by 9 o'clock, I've got my 5 miles in, I've got my calisthenics in, I've got all my workout stuff that I need done. I've got my coffee, and then it's time to get to work, and I get to work early. So it gives me a day where I can also take some time off during the day. I schedule breaks, because the person that I want to be is not a driven, crazy person. It's a person who loves his work and enjoys life within his work. And so so I take some time off during the day and, you know, head into town and grab a coffee or, you know, whatever. I do what I want to do. But really spend this next week between this podcast and the next one looking at what problem, or how did you create the problem that you're currently dealing with? What energy and what thinking was used to create it? And then what different energy can you use to create a new story, a new you, a new situation? Pay attention to your self-talk, pay attention to your behavior, and really ask yourself, when I have these things, what kind of person will I be? And then start being that person. And then look at what you're currently doing and what do you need to stop doing? What behaviors need to change? What thought processes need to change? And then enjoy it and call in, get out into nature, buy yourself flowers, surround yourself with green, okay? Because this month is the nature month in the mineral year. that will bring the magic into your life to transform your story into the story that you've always wanted. So pursue your story, become the new you, and keep looking forward.